Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. The night sky remains clear over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze in the air. Haifa is experiencing slightly cooler temperatures, making it a pleasant evening to step outside. Meanwhile, Eilat enjoys a warm night, perfect for a late evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Axios reports just in that Senator Marco Rubio is set to host talks between Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors amid ongoing fighting and a ground invasion in southern Lebanon. Also, according to Forward earlier this hour, uncertainty about the conflict with Iran is growing among Israelis. They see it as part of Prime Minister Netanyahu's political strategy. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew informs us that Israel and Lebanon are meeting in Washington for the first time to discuss direct negotiations. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that former President Trump claims Iran is open to discussions but insists any deal hinges on Tehran's nuclear activities. And finally, I-24 News shares from earlier reporting that the IDF has taken control of Bint Jabel, expanding its operations in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago about Iran's demands for reparations from Gulf countries. He notes that these nations have not attacked Iran while Iran has struck them with missiles. Meanwhile, Yael, an Israeli journalist, shared earlier today about watching her relative's Holocaust testimony. She found the story of escape during the war particularly moving. From Al Arabiya English, a post just in describes former Lebanese health minister Dr. Firas Abiad's comments on Lebanon's situation following Israeli strikes. Now for more on those stories, starting with the talks in Washington. Axios highlights the significance of this meeting amid the heightened tension between Israel and Hezbollah. The talks aim to ease the conflict and find common ground for peace. Success in these discussions could pave the way for more stable diplomatic relations. Turning to the uncertainty in Israel, Forward notes that many Israelis are concerned about the lack of clear direction in the war with Iran. This uncertainty is unusual in a country known for its decisive opinions. The outcome of this conflict could significantly impact Netanyahu's political standing. Meanwhile, former President Trump's comments on Iran. JNS details that he insists on Iran halting its nuclear ambitions for any potential agreement. This statement comes as diplomatic efforts with Iran remain strained. An agreement could reshape power dynamics in the region. Separately, the IDF's actions in Bint Jabel. I-24 News reports that the Israeli military has encircled and attacked a key Hezbollah stronghold. This operation is part of a broader strategy to diminish Hezbollah's influence. The continued military efforts could escalate tensions further in southern Lebanon. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Iranian hackers claim to have accessed sensitive information from a former IDF chief's phone. This breach underscores ongoing cybersecurity threats linked to Iranian groups. Separately, Israel Hayom Business informs us of a significant gas deal. Businessman Yitzhak Shuva plans to sell the gas from the Aphrodite Reservoir to Egypt. This deal marks a major financial move in the energy sector. And finally, Walla Business highlights Iron Dome's milestone. The missile defense system celebrates 15 years since its first successful interception. This achievement reflects Israel's ongoing advancements in defense technology. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.